Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Donegal County Council has confirmed its continued commitment to supporting individuals and families experiencing homelessness across the county. Meanwhile, there's calls for a homeless shelter to be developed in Inishowen. The HSE's capital plan for 2025 includes a €35 million investment for Donegal, and investigations are ongoing into an assault in Letterkenny on Monday. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Mark Gallagher at about 5:15. First news though, Donegal County Council has confirmed its continued commitment to supporting individuals and families experiencing homelessness across the county. In a statement, the council says recent enhancements to the emergency accommodation service model are part of a broader effort to improve the quality, oversight and effectiveness of homeless supports in line with the Homeless Action Plan for the North West region. Donna Marie Doherty has more.
The council recently confirmed it's moving away from the use of B&B vouchers to tackle homelessness. Today, following a number of recent inquiries, the council says last year it launched an expression of interest process to identify suitable providers of emergency accommodation. The initiative resulted in two providers being brought on board and now operating centres on a pilot basis in Letterkenny and Bundoran. These centres are designed to offer enhanced accommodation options that are safe, supervised and aligned to the needs of the service user. However, some representatives are concerned this will bring people out of their own communities and impact particularly on families with children in school. Responding to such concern, the council says it is anticipated that additional centres, if needed, will be commissioned through time to give a wider geographical spread across the county. At present, the council is supporting three families comprising of three adults and eight children. It is also supporting nine individual females and 32 males.
Well, there's calls for a homeless shelter to be developed in Inishowen. It's in response to the growing need for emergency accommodation in the peninsula. Councillor Joy Beard says she has been contacted by people in distress who are struggling to secure accommodation, particularly over the weekends, as the local housing office operates Monday to Friday only and homeless shelters are full. She says the county is heading into a perfect storm.
People have reached out to me, Michaela, a few times now in distress and despair. And I'm sure all the other councillors have been in the same situation with basically people having no roof over their heads at weekends. There's no shelter and there's nowhere to turn. The council office is closed. The homeless shelters are full. They're in Letterkenny. Too often the simple answer is there's no room, you know, which I don't find acceptable. How many homeless shelters do we have in Donegal? I'm told there's Letterkenny and Bundoran are doing a pilot programme, but where are we here in Inishowen? This is an issue that we must treat with urgency. We're heading into a perfect storm here. We've rising rents due to the housing crisis here. We have a cost of living crisis, which is due to, unfortunately, could get worse for us all, let's face it. And we have the defective blocks crisis. All those crises put together, as far as I see, we're heading into a perfect storm and we need to have a homeless shelter here in Inishowen.
Because obviously the reality is that people, you know, they're in desperate need when they actually make that move to reach out.
Exactly. And the cases I was dealing with, Michaela, were very, very heart-wrenching stories as to why those people found themselves in those situations that they were. They needed support at the weekends and there wasn't support there. I did reach out and try to get them accommodation. I tried to get them into hostel in Letterkenny, but I would have had to actually lift them and take them to Letterkenny, and I would have done that. But they had no room there either. Got a press release through from the council this morning about a pilot programme. But we need to start pushing now for our own shelter of some kind here in Inishowen, given that we have two crises here and we're the epicentre of the defective block crisis as well.
The HSE's capital plan for 2025 includes a €35 million investment for Donegal. It's part of a national allocation of €1.33 billion. Donal Kavanagh reports.
Donegal projects in the plan include the advancement of Letterkenny's new community nursing unit, a palliative care project at the Donegal Hospice, and support for the development of aseptic compounding units at Letterkenny University Hospital. A number of other projects set to be progressed at the hospital include fire safety upgrade works, an extension of the hospital's laboratory, the reinstatement of physio and OT accommodation that was dispersed due to flooding, and repairs to the existing flat roof membrane and balcony spalling. Plans are also in place to increase renal dialysis capacity from 14 to 21, to carry out electrical infrastructure upgrades, replace the hospital's boiler, extend the existing chronic disease management hub, and develop a new building to house an ECC hub. Progress is also set to be made on a placeholder for a project included in acute inpatient bed capacity expansion plan 2024 to 31, as well as relocation of the existing AMAU and admin accommodation to a new extension providing six single rooms. The vacated space will be reconfigured to provide six ED cubicles and create four separate enclosed ED paediatric treatment cubicles and a standalone waiting room.
Meanwhile, a new day services facility at the Cleary Centre in Donegal Town is one of the key provisions in a €27 million package of disability capital funding announced for the North West. That location is up €4 million on last year. The Cleary Centre development was granted planning permission in January. The European Union's joined China in agreeing to hit back at Donald Trump's decision to slap high taxes on their products. Member states have backed countermeasures in response to US tariffs on steel and aluminium. Europe's responding by targeting things like grains, motorbikes and dental floss, while China has announced 84% tariffs on US goods, which will take effect from tomorrow. Into's Pádraig Tobin says the Irish government has taken its eye off the ball.
It is so frustrating that we are here, you know, on the day in which these tariffs are being implemented, and we still don't have a finance committee, we still don't have a public expenditure committee in place, we still don't have a Good Friday Agreement committee to deal with the north-south elements of this. The political establishment has spent more time in dysfunction in the last couple of weeks than actually preparing for this particular crisis.
Well, any approach to tariffs imposed by the US must be done on a cross-border basis. That's according to Foyle MLA Sinead McLaughlin, who says while exporters to Northern Ireland will face tariffs that are half of their counterparts in the Republic, it would be wrong to develop an isolationist approach. She says a collaborative approach instead is needed to protect the people it could affect the most.
Northern Ireland does have a unique position. Our ability to access UK and EU markets through the Windsor Frameworks gives us a platform that no other region enjoys. The question is, what are we doing to take that advantage further? And that is why the Minister for the Economy must set out what steps the Executive plans to take, not only protecting our exporters, but to ensure that working people are not forced to carry the cost of economic decisions that are made elsewhere. We must not allow local workers, families and small businesses to become collateral damage in a global trade war. That means working with Westminster, that means working with Dublin, that means engaging with Europe, and crucially, it means taking strategic cross-departmental action right here in Stormont to support our local economy.
Donegal Deputy Pádraig McLaughlin, meanwhile, told the Dáil that people have to have an understanding of how the tariffs work.
Tariffs on pharmaceuticals would result in significantly higher costs for American consumers. It is also the case that the industry here exports significant amounts to many other markets, including Europe and right across the world. We need to ensure that this is widely understood.
Donegal County Council has been asked to meet with the families bereaved in the Creaslot tragedy after it emerged this week that the council made a submission to Imbor Planola supporting the redevelopment of the site. Councillor Thomas Sean Devine described it as a slap in the face to the families, suggesting that a building was being prioritised over them. Director of Services Liam Ward said the council is well aware of the loss, but in terms of the planning application, the council's report to Imbor Planola must set out the reason the council reached the decision it did. He stressed it's not meant to be an insult to the families, but the council's obligation is to follow the statutory process, which is what it did. Councillor Devine told the meeting he'll be proposing that the council acquire the site through a CPO.
Once all our avenues are exaggerated with appeals and plan and whatever, and if this is still going ahead, I will be putting a motion through that the council compulsory purchase order to buy that site and let the families put a memorial there and for their loved ones. I think, Donal, there's another site around Creaslot where a fallen station could be put. we have to look at these families' feelings, and that's the reality. Like, we have to come from our heart and our mind at times that people's feelings and grief should be more important than a building, you know, and especially when 10 people lost their lives on that site. It's sad that we have to go down a road where blocks of mortar is more important than people's grief, and that's wrong.
Meanwhile, a father whose four daughters were severely impacted by the Creaslaw explosion says his family has been left high and dry in the aftermath. Paddy's daughters were in the shop at the time, three of them trapped in the rubble for a period. He told today's 9 till noon show that, like many others, there has been no consultation with him and his family.
We had four daughters involved in the Creaslaw explosion. Three of them was actually trapped in the shop and on the forecourt. Another girl then, she witnessed her sister's been buried in the explosion. It's just that we have had no consultation with anybody. We had heard nothing about any inquiry. We all found out through social media of everything that's going on. Like, we have nobody to liaison with us. We've just been left high and dry. Good luck to you now, just at this stage. Like.
Investigations are ongoing into an assault in Letterkenny on Monday. A woman was attacked in the Glenwood Park area at around 3:30. Gardaí have described her injuries as non-life-threatening. The North's Infrastructure Minister has reaffirmed her commitment to the A5. Following a meeting with a number of public representatives in West Tyrone, Minister Liz Kimmins said the development of a modern, fit-for-purpose dual carriageway will first and foremost save lives. She says a vital piece of infrastructure will also enhance North-South connectivity, address regional imbalance and boost the wider economy. The government is being accused of misinformation about proposed laws to remove the triple lock for sending Irish soldiers abroad. At the moment, foreign missions with more than 12 Irish troops need to be approved by the government, the Dáil and the UN. However, a group of opposition TDs and senators says the government is scaremongering in its claims Irish troops could be blocked from taking part in peacekeeping missions by certain members of the UN Security Council. People for Profit TD Paul Murphy doesn't believe the government has the public support to change the triple lock.
They have no mandate for this. It was not mentioned in the Fine Gael manifesto whatsoever. At the previous election, they all stood on the basis of the defence of the triple lock. And even this election, they stood on the basis of the defence of neutrality. So they have our neutrality in the crosshairs, and their weapons are an incredible campaign of misinformation.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Ordering your club gear is effortless with Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, the Northwest leading supplier for GAA clubs at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time now for all the latest in sport with Mark Gallagher.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. We'll start with soccer. Aston Villa's run in the Champions League continues tonight. The Premier League side are in France for a meeting with PSG in the quarterfinals. Their first leg encounter gets underway at 8 o'clock. Villa manager Unai Emery says the contribution of the entire squad is important.
How we are individually helping the team and collectively feeling stronger and feeling confidence to play in the level we are facing, or even in the Premier League, the challenge we have to be increasing our demands to be in the top six, top five.
Elsewhere, at the same time, Barcelona play at Borussia Dortmund. Galway United forward Emma Doherty has been named the SSE Air Trustee Women's Premier Division Player of the Month for March. The Donegal native scored three goals in as many games following a double against DLR Waves and the winning strike at home to Shamrock Rovers. Doherty previously won this award in July of 2022 after making the breakthrough with Sligo Rovers. The Republic of Ireland recorded a successive win over Greece in the Nations League last night. Donegal players were heavily involved in the 2-1 win, as Anna Patton and Amber Barrett were both on the score sheet, while Tyler Tolan started in midfield. Tolan said the group has lots of potential.
Yeah, I think it's massive. I think the aim at the start of the week was 6 points, and ultimately that's what we got. And yeah, I think we're just really bonded as a team this week. It's been really positive, and yeah, we're looking forward to the future. I think at the end of the day, the main priority was the 3 points, which we did get, and we all know we have so much potential as a group, and yeah, the aim is just to keep building and getting better and better. Yeah, look, I think Carly's come in, she's had a really good impact on the group. I think this camp in particular, we've really bonded and gelled as a full team, and yeah, I think we're really looking forward to what's to come.
Cork City have suffered a major injury blow, with Rory Keating set to be out for up to 9 months. Manager Tim Clancy confirmed this afternoon that the striker ruptured his Achilles in Friday's 2-1 defeat to Derry City. The Leasiders are already missing Shawnee Maguire, who is still recovering from a hamstring injury he picked up last month. Former Manchester United midfielder Nemanja Matic has hit back at their goalkeeper Andre Onana. United's number one suggested at the weekend they're a way better side than Lyon, who they meet in the Europa League quarterfinals tomorrow. Matic, who now plays for the French team, labelled Onana as one of the worst goalkeepers in the club's history. Moving on to rugby, Munster have fended off advances from Leicester Tigers and locked down out-half Jack Crawley for another 2 years. The province have confirmed that the Banda native will remain in Limerick until at least 2027 after signing a new deal. Crawley has 27 caps for Ireland and played in all five games of their most recent Six Nations campaign. Connacht are reportedly considering playing at Pearse Stadium if they reach the semi-finals of the Challenge Cup. It's reported that they've made contact with the GAA about potentially using the Salt Hill venue should Connacht beat Racing this weekend. The move would require approval from the GAA Central Council. In snooker, Ken Doherty has taken firm control of his World Snooker Championship qualifier against Hayden Pinney. The 1997 champion leads by 9-0 at the break, with the first to 10 progressing to the next round. Cork's Aaron Hill leads his qualifier against Harris Tower of Pakistan by 5-0. And finally, in golf, Shane Lowry says he'll aim to take the bull by the horns at the Masters this week. The 2019 Open champion arrives to Augusta in good form with 3 top 10 finishes on the PGA Tour this year. Lowry is at a career-high 12th in the world rankings, and he says winning a green jacket would be a dream come true. That is all your sport for today. Back to you, Michaela.
Thanks, Mark. And returning to some news, a Donegal cancer survivor and campaigner has organised a third protest outside Letterkenny University Hospital. Rosina Doherty has been advocating for improved cancer care facilities at the hospital for some time now. The initial protest was prompted by findings which revealed people in Donegal are forced to wait longer than individuals in other parts of the country for treatment after being diagnosed with cancer. The upcoming protest is planned for Saturday, April the 26th. Ms. Doherty is urging as many people as possible to come out and show their support.
I need everyone out there, right? I really would like double the number that was here last week, because it's like, if you haven't been a cancer patient or if you haven't lost someone to cancer, or you don't know how harrowing it is, how scary, how absolutely brutal, and you don't know or realise how bad the services are in Letterkenny.
The ongoing spell of favourable weather appears to be exacerbating existing water supply problems in West Donegal. Councillor Michael McLafferty has called for a water tanker to be deployed immediately to affected areas. He says farmers are struggling to provide water for their livestock, while many residents are experiencing disruptions to their water supply. Councillor McLafferty fears there will be no resolution for a number of days yet.
The pumping house station itself that pumps out the water is giving problems. Definitely giving problems all the time, but there is water management. We refuse to acknowledge that. Secondly then, due to the dry weather, water levels are getting low. That's not helping matters either. And thirdly then, and got a Harkville Kerry area as well, their bus pace, as we speak at the minute, that they know from yesterday, they have to be fixed as well. In the next 24, 48 hours, assuming, hoping, praying that the pump holds out and it gets going. Once that starts pumping the water around and the air is again in pressure, that's going to start busting pipes again like a pincushion.
Members of Donegal County Council's housing staff were left traumatised after a recent incident in Carndonagh. It's understood a number of staff members were subjected to abuse by an individual who entered Carndonagh Public Services Centre. A council official has confirmed that an investigation is ongoing into the matter. Cathaoirleach of the Inishowen Municipal District, Councillor Jack Murray, has condemned the incident.
Our housing staff in Donegal County Council are a very, very stressful job. We're obviously in the middle of a housing crisis, and we've many people that are in desperate need coming into the council offices for assistance. I have to say that our housing staff in Donegal County Council do treat people with great empathy and sympathy, and do try to help out where they can. But there was an incident, a very, very traumatic incident for members of our council staff, and obviously I can't go into too much detail, but all members in the initial municipal district would have said that we should have a zero tolerance policy. When you come into this place of work, people should be treated with respect. People expect to be treated with respect by the council staff. So our staff similarly deserve such respect. So this will not be tolerated by Donegal County Council and our staff who are in to do a day's work and help people where they can.
40 households are facing the loss of their homes as a result of the 10T plans, and the Letterkenny Council says it's unfair that they are still unsure of when they'll be contacted to discuss their long-term situation. Councillor Donal Coyle told a meeting of the Letterkenny Milford Municipal District that most of them are in the Letterkenny area, and following cabinet clearance last year, it's time there was real movement. Officials told him a number of assessments and reports are being prepared at the moment. They should be complete by the end of May, with a further 8 weeks needed for a legal review of the documents. Councillor Coyd says it's vital that this progresses and people know where they stand.
I'm glad now that it's coming now for the next stage, which will be the publication of the CPO and the environmental impact statement.
Are you hopeful that people will know where they stand by the end of this year? Councillors saying documents finished by the end of May, 8 weeks or so legal study of those documents. I mean, are we at a point where the council can actually start contacting people in the autumn and early winter?
Yes, without a doubt. Without a doubt, I would be very hopeful of that. And you know, when you think of it, like you know, not alone is it people that know their houses are being demolished, but it's also landowners whose land has been locked over that period of time as well. And as well as that, like, you know, there've been people who we're hoping to build a house, but they can't go ahead with it until the final design is done. But like, hopefully now we're going to see at long last, you know, certain progress and good progress on this major project.
Over €106,000 worth of grants have been awarded to community groups in Donegal involved in water quality management. The Local Authority Waters Programme, working on behalf of local authorities across Ireland, aims to protect and restore good water quality in river catchments. Those benefiting in Donegal are the Deal Community Anglers, Drumholm Living Rivers Conservation Group, Clohanaeli Angling Association, Inishowen Rivers Trust and the Mill River Conservation Group in Buncrana. Weather now dry and sunny today with highest temperatures of 15 to 19 degrees. The closing headlines this evening. Donegal County Council has confirmed its continued commitment to supporting individuals and families experiencing homelessness across the county. In a statement, the council says recent enhancements to the emergency accommodation service model are part of a broader effort to improve the quality, oversight and effectiveness of homeless supports in line with the Homeless Action Plan for the North West region. Meanwhile, there's calls for a homeless shelter to be developed in Inishowen. It's in response to the growing need for emergency accommodation in the peninsula. Donegal County Council has been asked to meet with the families bereaved in the Creaslot tragedy after it emerged this week that the council made a submission to Imbord Pinola supporting the redevelopment of the site. Councillor Thomas Sean Devine described it as a slap in the face to the families, suggesting that a building was being prioritised. And the North Infrastructure Minister has reaffirmed her commitment to the A5. Following a meeting with a number of public representatives in West Tyrone, Minister Liz Kimmins said the development of a modern, fit-for-purpose dual carriageway will first and foremost save lives. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 9th of April. The death has taken place of Seamus Jack Rue McFadden, Moira Falcara. Remains reposing at his home from 6 o'clock this evening, with rosary at 9 o'clock today and tomorrow. Funeral Mass in St Finian's Church, Falcara, on Friday at 12 noon, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Joseph Hetherington, 30 Castle Grove. His remains will repose at his home from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. this evening and again from 1 p.m. to 10 p.m. tomorrow. Funeral from there on Friday afternoon at 1:30 for 2 o'clock funeral service in St. Eunan's Cathedral, Raphoe, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Family fires only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of Terence McClintock, funeral director. The death has occurred of Bernard Kennedy, Carrick Atleve, Ardra. Reposing at McCabe's funeral home, Ardra, until 8 o'clock this evening and in his daughter Evelyn's home tomorrow from 12 noon until 9 p.m. Removal to the Church of the Holy Family, Ardra, on Friday morning for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. House private, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Patient Comfort Fund, Killybegs Community Hospital, care of any family member. And the death has taken place of Kathleen Stevenson, Nae McMonagall, Rosemount, Letterkenny. Family home strictly private, please, at the request of the deceased. Funeral tomorrow morning at 11 in St Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny. It can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Interment afterwards in New Leck Cemetery. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.